The following program is sponsored by Bell and Pollock PC. Welcome to Champions of the People, the Bell and Pollock Injury Show. Attorneys Gary Bell and Brad Pollock are ready to work for you. Reach Gary, Brad, and their team at championsofthepeople.com or by calling 303-795-5900. That's 303-795-5900.
Colorado, here we go. Fasten your seatbelt. Y'all ready for this? The Bell and Pollock Legal Show is the Champions of the People Injury Show, the only show of its kind. You know, we do other radio shows, but this show is here on KOA to give you an hour-long teaching mechanism to teach you and educate you about the insurance companies that try to beat and defeat your injury claims. It's that simple. You know, you can go to our website anytime. That's championsofthepeople.com. It's an informational website. All of our books are there. And you can download any of our books free, any copy free, or you can call our law firm at 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900, and we'll send you a hard copy of any of our books. They're all free. They're educational. They're there to help you. You know, we have one book on the definitive guideline for Colorado car insurance, and it has not only narrative explanations, but it has picture examples of deck pages, pictures examples of the relevant insurance policy language. And it teaches you the ins and outs of what kind of policies you need, what they mean, and what's important to the insurance company. And we always say that you can prepare for an accident right now. We hope it never happens to you or a loved one, but you can prepare right now. And if you follow the guidelines in that book, you'll be well prepared or more prepared than you are right now. 303-795-5900. It's easy to follow. It's easy to understand. And we wrote it that way so everybody would have this complicated maze of insurance hopefully boiled down to simpler terms and easy to understand terms. Today, we're talking about legal game plan. Legal game plan. We wrote a book. We think this is so important. We live and die by legal game plan. We wrote a book called Legal Game Plan. You can find it on our website, championsofthepeople.com. Legal game plan, that's a strategy. And don't fool yourself. Every insurance company has their own strategy, their own policies, their own guidelines, but they boil down to a game plan. They boil down to a strategy to beat you and defeat you. Why do you think they go through all that that effort, all that trouble? Because they don't want to make the payout. They want to reduce your payout, minimize your payout, mitigate your payout. So, all right, Brad, let's talk about legal game plan because every case is unique. Every case is different. And so, you know, one size doesn't fit all. You need a legal game plan to fit you and your accident.
Well, it's very important that we understand that, in essence, even if it's not being called that, there's always a legal game plan being carried out by the insurance companies. And they call it a lot of different things, but the bottom line is they're talking about and they're deciding ways that they're going to mitigate the amount of money they have to pay you. And if you go in there haphazardly and not prepared, not understanding what you should be doing, not understanding how you want to prepare in advance for the crash, and then as the crash, when it happens and after it happens, if you don't have a game plan already established, you're losing ground each time. Now, if you haven't been in a crash, obviously the game plan is how are you going to pay for one, or how are you going to sustain yourself for the time period it takes to be able to recover. Insurance companies don't pay as you go. Instead, insurance companies, car insurance companies, they pay lump sums. And so in order to get the lump sum, you have to survive to the point where you get the lump sum. And part of the legal game plan that insurance companies use is how to delay and deny and cause you to have to wait to get your money, thinking and believing that you're going to mess up along the way, because you can't afford it or because things are happening to you, and believing that you're going to take less because you're going to get tired of waging the battle. So, you know, the legal game plan starts out at the beginning when you're talking about what's happening on how are you getting medical bills paid and how are you addressing the loss of income and how are you addressing the getting your car repaired and how are you addressing all the different difficulties that come up. And, you know, our best answer to you during that time period is to address things such as insurance so that you understand in advance that you've got to address insurance when you before the crash happens, and that's part of the legal game plan. Now, that's one where, Gary, we rarely have people come in and actually talk to us or sit down with us, because we see people after the crashes. We don't see them before and go over what their insurance should be.
You know, a few people call us, and you're welcome to call us anytime. Right now, you can call us, and we'll answer your questions. You're welcome to come into our law firm and talk to us about insurance. You've not even had a crash. Good. Good. We hope you never do. But you're welcome to come right in. You can call me and make an appointment. You can call Brad and make an appointment. We'll be glad to meet with you. If you have questions on your insurance, that's part of the legal strategy. That's part of the game plan. Everything that happens in an injury situation has to have a strategy, has to have a developing strategy, has to have a winning strategy. We call it the legal game plan. The insurance companies have their own strategies. You know, let's face it. If you look at a sporting event, a baseball game, they have strategies. Not just one. They have many. If you have men on base, if you have runners in scoring position, if you have a pinch hitter, everything's a strategy. And now analogize that to your injury claim. You can't just hope. You can't just guess. You have to have a legal game plan. And at Bell & Pollock, we give you a free legal game plan. If you come to see us and you've been injured, you get a free initial consultation and a free legal game plan. You know, and it's not just 10 minutes. We actually care about what we do. We actually care about your situation. So since every case is unique, you got to know what's unique to you. And you need to get to an attorney early. Even if you don't hire the attorney, you need to get to the attorney early and understand the rules and regulations and the rules of the road, right? You know, I met with somebody just yesterday for over 2 hours for a free initial consultation and a free legal game plan. And he was very, very satisfied, and he understood. I mean, his accident was about a week ago. He understood what he has to do from this point forward. He understands and understood how the insurance company is going to try to beat him specifically. Okay, so every case is different. You know, there's a legal game plan. We've talked about it before, Brad, but there's a legal game plan before the accident happens. There's a legal game plan at the scene of the accident. Let's talk about that a minute.
Right. Okay, so we've talked about, and we've just kind of generally discussed the fact that there's the legal game plan before the accident, and before the hailstorm comes in, before the slip and fall occurs, before the trip and fall occurs, before the dangerous condition causes injury to you. We've talked about the fact that, you know, you need to be talking about and understanding what insurance coverage is. And Gary, I'm going to get to your point, but, you know, for those of you, if I say actual cash value versus replacement value, for those of you who don't know the true difference between those two, you need to talk to your insurance agent or to a lawyer or to somebody just to explain that to you so you know what kind of insurance you're getting. But now you're at the scene of the accident and the crash has occurred or the injury has occurred, the event has occurred, and you're trying to deal with it at that very moment that it occurred and within the few minutes to half an hour to hour after it occurred. And that takes getting an understanding of the fact that everything you say or do, and a lot of times things you don't say and don't do, are going to end out in accident reports, are going to end out in statements, are going to end out being said about you. They're going to be there, and they're going to be used against you if you don't do things right. If you just kind of ignore the fact that you've been in a crash, ignore the fact that you might not be feeling well. When I look out on the roads and just driving in today to the radio station, you know, I'm looking and I'm going, everybody's going someplace, and probably 90% of them are on some kind of time limit. There's very few people who are on a situation of, well, I can get there when I get there and I'll be happy when I get there. And what does that do? That gives the defense, the insurance company, in a built-in immediate advantage, because what they're looking at is they're looking at going, because you're going someplace, if you can at all avoid having to wait for an ambulance, if you can at all avoid having to go into the hospital, if you can at all avoid any of the problems that are created when a crash happens, you're going to try and avoid it, and you're going to try and go on with life. If you can at all avoid the fact that you're feeling terrible from the fall you took and the dangerous condition in that store that you were at or at the location you were at and get through, you're not going to give an accident report. You're not going to make a statement, or you're going to tell the EMTs, I'm okay. And what you're doing is you're taking the first step of lying to yourself and lying to everybody else, but it's a lie that the insurance company is going to use against you and is going to say was 100% truth, because they're going to say, well, you weren't hurt.
You know, a lot of people, they understand that it's very emotional at the scene of a crash, right? A lot of people, they say, okay, I'll just wait. I don't want to go to the emergency room. I don't want to go to the hospital. I don't want to go in the ambulance. So I think I'll just get, I'm sure I'm just going to get better. I'm sore right now. And they wake up the next morning, and many people have told us they can hardly walk. They can hardly get out of bed. Wow. Something hit them in the middle of the night. Well, the adrenaline wore off, and then their injuries and symptoms surface. And so today's subject, legal game plan. You need a legal game plan even before the crash occurs, period, right now. And if you don't think these insurance companies don't have a strategy and legal game plan against you, you're wrong. If you think they're there, that old myth, you know, I was in an accident, it was somebody else's fault, it wasn't my fault, and therefore somebody surely is going to pay me, some insurance company is going to pay me, that's what insurance is for. That's the biggest trap in the world. That's not going to happen. You need to understand that. You need to know that, right? And I'll tell you what, if you get one of our books, The Legal Game Plan, you'll learn what the loss ratio is for insurance companies. You'll learn what the combined ratio is for insurance companies. And you can connect the dots and figure it out from there, right? The loss ratio and the combined ratio, very important for insurance companies, which boils down to and trickles down to your injury claim. And you're injured in the car crash. You were rear-ended. You're going to have back surgery. You're out of work for a while. And what's going to happen? So this is a war. It's a war you can win. Understand you can win the war. Bell and Pollock will help you. Gary Bell, Brad Pollock. We have over 30 years of experience each. We can help you put your life back together again. 303-795-5900. How do you win this war? How? ChampionsOfThePeople.com. We'll be right back.
It's Mandy Connell, and it's time for Your Legal Minute, brought to you by my friends at Bell and Pollock. Listen to their show right here on KOA every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Hi, I'm Gary Bell of the law firm of Bell and Pollock. We are injury attorneys, and we bring this to you, Your Legal Minute. We're talking about distracted driving. So what's the big deal? What difference does it make? If the driver hits you and injured you, is distracted, so what? The insurance company for that driver cares, and it involves your claim, and it enhances and helps your claim for damages, injuries, and losses. And you might say, well, they're going to pay me anyway. No, they're not. They're going to try to beat you and defeat you and mitigate your recovery and reduce it down to nothing or next to nothing. If you can show or prove that the driver who hit you was distracted by a phone, by texting, by eating a breakfast burrito, by eating oatmeal, then you've enhanced your claim. You need to know these things. Talk to an attorney. Bell and Pollock, championsofthepeople.com will help you.
Bell and Pollock. Find them online at championsofthepeople.com.
We're back with Champions of the People, the Bell and Pollock Injury Show. For over three decades, the personal injury attorneys at Bell and Pollock have provided compassionate, personalized legal service. Put their experience to work for you. Go to championsofthepeople.com or call 303-795-5900.
Good morning. Welcome back. Fasten your seatbelt. The Champions of the People Injury Show, Gary Bell, Brad Pollock. Our law firm is Bell and Pollock. We have offices in Greenwood Village, Denver, and Steamboat Springs. We do cases all over the state of Colorado and have for over 30 years. For over 30 years, we've traveled all four corners of the state. We can help you. 303-795-5900. We're glad to do it. We also do workers' compensation cases. We represent workers. We do all kinds of injury cases. And we got a lot of experience at it. We've learned all the tricks of the trade with regard to the insurance companies. And here, I'm going to ask you a couple of questions. If you don't think these insurance companies have a strategy to beat you right from the beginning, even before a crash occurs, if you don't think that they have a strategy and a tactic to beat you, then why do they train their adjusters so much? Why do they have doctors on call? Why do they hire special doctors to examine injured victims? And most importantly, that's their game plan. And most importantly, you know, if you've ever been in a crash, you talk to the insurance company, and all of a sudden, you're dealing with a third party. The insurance company covering the at-fault party is XYZ Insurance Company, right? XYZ Insurance Company. Well, that's who you think you're dealing with. Then all of a sudden, right, another company, maybe Sedgwick James, maybe another third-party entity comes into the picture. Auto Injury Solutions, that's one of them. You're dealing with Auto Injury Solutions, and that's not the insurance company. How does that work, Brad?
Well, you know, insurance companies hire other entities to at least adjust their claims. And when we say adjust their claims, we mean to try to value the claim and determine whether or not they can pay you. And so you have to be prepared to deal with companies that their sole purpose in life is to adjust claims on behalf of insurance companies. And that means their sole purpose in life is to keep from paying the money to people who've been injured, to let injured people go uncompensated for the acts of others. And these companies make a lot of money doing this. So, you know, USAA, you always talk about the commercials. And believe me, when you watch commercials on TV, and I don't care if it comes from lawyers, I don't care if it comes from the insurance companies, I don't care where it comes from, you need to get past the glamour and your glitz, and you have to take a look at what is the basis for what's being said and whether or not that's something that you can deal with and what you want to do. Because no case is successful without a lot of hard work. And sometimes the question of success is what kind of money you get for people in relationship to their injuries and what's available. And so when you're talking about somebody like, for instance, USAA that stands up there and tells you how great they are in protecting you and in that you want to buy their insurance, well, that's true. They are great in selling you insurance to military people. But do they pay claims? And how do they pay claims? And what is your goal when you get insurance? Is your goal when you get insurance to say, well, I just want to be able to go out and be irresponsible in my driving and harm people and not care? Or do I want to get insurance that I think will protect me, will protect others, will protect my own family members, and will be there in the event of an injury or in the event of a crash, and will deal with people fairly and get them fairly compensated? And so one of the problems with auto injury solutions that we see all the time is on MedPay. And if people don't understand MedPay, MedPay is that part of the policy that pays you for your injuries or pays your medical bills for your injuries. And that can be as low as $5,000. It can be much higher. It can get into six figures in some insurance companies. But do you have an insurance company that is willing to be reasonable in paying your medical bills for you and paying the med pay? And that's something that we found is very difficult with USA and auto injury solutions.
We're talking about third parties. We're talking about their game plan. They have a strategy, a game plan to hire third parties to adjust the claims to hopefully lower the claim payout. It affects the loss ratio, the combined ratio. You get a copy of our book, you'll understand the loss ratio and the combined ratio right away. It's in the book. It's called Legal Game Plan. It's on our website, championsofthepeople.com. It's free. You can download an e-copy free. If you call our law firm at 303-795-5900, we'll send you a hard copy free. That's 303-795-5900, 5900. Or go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. We're glad to give you a free initial consultation and a free legal game plan. So you see the insurance company strategies. One strategy is to hire a third-party administrator to adjust their claims. One strategy is to highly train their adjusters, and they have scripts, and they know what to say, and they know what to do. You need your own strategies. It's clear to you. It has to be clear to you. If you don't know about this area of the law, and if you do, it becomes very complicated, emotional, confusing. You need clear-headed thinking, help. And these cases don't solve over the weekend. These cases don't solve next week. These cases have to be worked very hard, and the attorneys that work them hard get the best results for their clients. The attorneys that give you a strategy and teach you and educate you about these subjects get the very best results. You know, it's no secret to insurance companies. One of their strategies is to see what attorney you have, right? One of their strategies to see if that attorney will take a case to trial. One of their strategies, hidden and unmentioned, is are you ready? Are you ready to go to trial? Because that's when the best settlements come. They don't come where you're injured on Friday and you get a settlement on Monday morning. That doesn't happen. It requires hard work. It requires strategy and planning. And it requires a legal game plan. We've talked about it before. A strategy as to what kind of injury claim you have. A strategy. A legal game plan as to your UIM coverage. A legal game plan as to MedPay. Legal game plan, Brad, and strategies are so important, because if you just go through this haphazardly, if you go through it and you guess and you wonder and you hope everything's going to turn out, it's not going to turn out.
So if you're sitting here with the legal game plan, you know, one of the things we talk about, you need to be organized, you need to be educated, you have to be ready, you have to be in advance, sometimes you have to be prepared. So as a legal strategy and as part of your game plan that I would ask all of you to think about that are listening is, if you were in a crash right now, how would your medical bills get paid? And if you have, if you say, well, my health insurance would take care of it, do you have a high, is what's your deductible? Will health insurance really take care of it? What will health insurance, how easy will it be for you to get paid through health insurance? But if you're in a crash right now, how will your medical bills get paid? If you're in a crash right now, how, it, or if your loved one, your child or your spouse or your parent gets in somebody else's car and gets in a crash right now, how will their medical bills get paid? What's going to be the initial, who's going to take care of the ambulance? Or are you going to be, once the ambulance comes and goes and takes you or your loved one into the emergency room, and you've got these emergency room bills and the ambulance bills, are you going to be turned over for collection? Are you going to have a, are you going to have any kind of protection to get those medical bills paid? Are you dealing with a company that is willing to work with you to make sure that your med pay gets paid and to make sure that they help you with those medical bills? And if you're going to get in a crash that's going to require you to go to the hospital or an ambulance to come or to go to a doctor later on, how much do you have available to take care of your medical bills? Because one thing you also want to remember is that deductible is there, and it's a new deductible every year. In most health insurance policies, it's a new deductible every year. And what benefits or detriments are there to having your med pay there available for you at an amount that's going to protect you or your loved one? And I always want to make sure a member of your family, if you have a member of your family that's in somebody else's car, how is that bill going to get paid?
You know, you need a strategy when an accident happens and a crash happens just to find the relevant insurance. They don't always volunteer all of the insurance coverages. Many times we say they have a disclosure, well, here's our policy, it's $100,000 or $500,000 or $25,000, but they don't tell us automatically about the umbrella policy or the excess policy. They don't tell us about a resident relative situation where you might be able to find more insurance. So there's a whole strategy, right, and development around protecting you and your injury and getting you paid and compensated and not just taking it face value and for granted when they say there's $100,000 of insurance coverage and nothing else. Sorry, Gary. Sorry, Brad. There's no more insurance. Many, many times, Brad and I've found much more insurance that they didn't disclose. Why does that happen? Why? Ask yourself that question, right? It's a strategy. Everything here is a strategy. It's a legal game plan. And if you don't have one, right, to have a strategy and with a winning strategy, you must first have one. And if you don't have one, it's going to hurt you. Don't get hurt twice in the same accident. We have a book just called that exact name. Don't get hurt twice in the same accident. Once in the accident and again on the insurance claim. And again on the insurance claim. Does that make sense to you? Exactly. You need to understand the attacks. You need to understand how it gets set up. You know, another example is you go to the emergency room. I hear this all the time. I heard it in the past 1 week. The insurance company says, well, the injured person went to the emergency room. They had some x-rays. The x-rays were all normal. They had an MRI of the neck, x-rays of the hip. They were all normal. They were in doctor talk unremarkable. They were not positive. They were negative. So what's your problem? There's no problem. That's your strategy. They know that. Do you know the medicine? Do you know the doctors? Do you know the law? Do you know if they can say that and when? Can they do that and when? Right? So you need to understand that. You need to have a strategy. What if your x-rays aren't, quote, normal, end quote? What if your MRI was negative, end quote, right? You don't have a case? Of course you do. They say, what's your problem? The problem can be many things. The resolution of the MRI, as we all know, doesn't show everything. There might be facet injuries. There might be injuries at L4, L5, S1. There might be injuries with the innervation of the nerves down the lower extremities, the legs. You have to know this. You have to have a strategy. How does it apply to liability? How does this legal game plan apply to liability? And how does it apply to damages? Next up on the Bell and Pollock Show, Champions of the People, Gary Bell, Brad Pollock. Our law firm is Bell and Pollock. We are here to help you. We'll be right back.